Colorado isn't immune to the impacts of the opioid crisis. Lawmakers will consider ways to address the problem in the upcoming session, but we wanted to hear from you. How is the epidemic affecting you, your family, or your friends? Some of you reached out through the Curious Colorado section on our website. KUNC Stephanie Daniel traveled to Leadville to answer your questions.
Colorado Mountain College is nestled on a hill just past downtown Leadville. Here, a group of students in a first semester intro class chose to study the opioid epidemic. For their final project, they had to identify an aspect of the epidemic and write a paper proposing solutions to that issue. Since we've been reporting on steps the state is planning to take to address opioid overdoses and addiction, they sent us their questions. Instead of writing back, I went to Leadville for a visit.
I'm Kelly.
Hi, it's Stephanie.
Nice to meet you, Stephanie. Welcome.
That is teacher Kelly McCall, recently introducing me to six students in her college composition and reading class. The students range in age from 15 to 20 years old. We gathered around a couple of tables in the library to chat.
My name is Leslie Pizzana. I'm 18 years old, and my topic is focusing on the different type of treatments of heroin opiate addiction.
One of the issues state lawmakers are planning to pursue during next year's legislative session is more funding and training so healthcare providers can prescribe medication-assisted treatment, or MAT as it's more commonly referred to. MAT combines therapy, social services, and medications to treat opioid addiction. There are three types of medication: methadone, buprenorphine, and naltrexone. During my research, I've often heard that MAT is considered the gold standard of treatment for opioid use disorder. I asked Mark Kondojani at the Colorado Office of Behavioral Health why this is.
The mortality rate due to overdose for treatment approaches that only use counseling without MAT is double compared to when counseling is combined with medications.
Another student is 19-year-old Tyler Harvey from Wisconsin.
I'm researching one spot where people can go and inject their heroin or do any other opioids that they want with safely and cleanly without having to worry about dirty needles and stuff like that.
Another bill lawmakers will address involves creating a pilot program in Denver to create a supervised injection facility. It would be a space for users of heroin and other injectable drugs to get high safely. It would also provide clean needles as well as access to healthcare and treatment referrals. There are about 100 of them in 9 countries around the world. No one has ever died in a supervised injection facility. Denver City Council President Albus Brooks says this could reduce opioid overdoses.
These are proven results. We know they work. And right now, we're not doing anything in our city of substance to begin to curb those numbers.
Canada is the only country in North America that has supervised injection facilities, and the practice is controversial. What is interesting, during my conversation with the students, they touched on both sides of the argument. Tyler is for supervised injection facilities.
You can tell someone to stop using drugs if they're addicted to heroin or meth or something like that, but at the end of the day, you're really not going to come away from your addiction that fast. So why not just give them a safe place to do it?
But Dakota Eanes is against the idea.
I feel that SIFs should not be here because I feel that it is encouraging them to do heroin, and I just don't like the idea of having them.
It was a good discussion, and it shows how young people are feeling about the topic. The opioid epidemic was something the students didn't think they had an opinion on when the semester started.
You guys remember what you told me at the beginning? We don't know anything about this, and this has nothing to do with me, right? Yeah.
But after researching pain pill and heroin addictions all semester, they formulated their own thoughts on the epidemic.
Did you know anything about the opioid epidemic?
I knew it was bad. A lot of people dying of overdoses, and it was worldwide and here in the United States.
I didn't know that it was as widespread as it is, so I'd like to learn further about that and see what we can do to help.
That was Michael Burton, Enrique Girard, Dakota Eanes, Tyler Harvey, and Leslie Pizzana. They were part of Kelly McCall's college composition and reading class at Colorado Mountain College in Leadville. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.